Hi, I'm your host, Bramblecot, aka Charlotte, and in this episode of Warwick at Sun in the World, I will be reading chapters 4 to probably 6 of Sky of Storms. I just did the wrong book. Sorry, we are probably going to make a book 2, maybe. Don't get your hopes up, but, yes, I'm just trying to find chapters 4. Okay. Just checking. Yep, alright, edited. Let's go. This is in Thornley's perspective, and it's first person. The gathering was soon. Slickerpool couldn't go, but I was allowed to go. The journey was quick, and there wasn't much to discuss, so it was pretty much over before the moon could climb any further than a tail length in the sky. Timmy, I noticed my sister Mooncloud. I approached her after the gathering and said, "Hi, Mooncloud." She turned to me and flicked her tail in greeting. She said, "Thornleaf, how are you? How are you?" "Fine," I replied, while a young she-cat made her way towards us.
"Mooncloud."
Oh, I'm going to try that again.
"Mooncloud," the little cat meowed, "we are going to leave soon."
Doesn't really work in my voice, but anyways, the cat nuzzled into Mooncloud's pelt, purring. Mooncloud sighed and said, "I know, little one." The young she-cat stopped affectionately nudging Mooncloud and bristled, "Mother, I'd appreciate it if you stopped calling me that." I stared, shocked at Mooncloud. You had kids?" I whispered. I couldn't believe I hadn't known Mooncloud and I was so close. A kit, Mooncloud corrected me. The young she-cat interrupted, "My name is Bluepaw." I nodded. In the distance, I heard Brambleheart call out for me. "Thornleaf, where are you?" Brambleheart yelled impatiently. "Come on, it's time to leave." "I'm coming," I called back. I nuzzled my sister goodbye and touched my nose to Bluepaw's. I walked to the Storm Clan group and trotted back to camp. Soon, a quarter moon had passed, and Flickerpaw fought off a dog that almost killed us in Golden Step. None of us were injured, luckily. Flickerpaw and I were on patrol when Golden Step told Jetstar and Brambleheart about the dog incident and how Flickerpaw fought so well. Jetstar looked pleased, and she went to gather the clan.
Let all cats old enough to catch their own prey gather under the fig tree for a clan meeting.
That wasn't the best voice. Cats started to mingle under the fig tree for Flickerpaw's warrior ceremony. Flickerpaw chased off a dog protecting Thornleaf and Goldenstep. He has earned his warrior name, Jetstar announced. I purred, nudged him forwards. Flickerpaw, do you promise to protect your clan, even at the cost of your life? Jetstar asked. I do, Flickerpaw answered loudly. Oh, I do. Then Starklin looked down on this apprentice, for he has earned his warrior name, Flickerpaw. From this day on, you'll be known as Flickerclaw, Jetstar ended with. I then yelled, Flickerclaw, and the whole clan started to call his warrior name into the sky. He sat vigil that night, stayed quiet till the morning sun rose. He then asked me to be his mate. Of course, I had answered. A few days later, I asked Brambleheart to dismiss me from patrols because I was expecting kits. The days flew by as I waited, and half a moon later, the kits came. I yelled in pain as the kits were coming. Lilyheart helped me out with the kits. Soon, three beautiful kits arrived. I decided to name them Maple Kit, Nimble Kit, and Blaze Kit. Flickerclaw came in to see the kits, and he started to purr as soon as he saw them. They are so beautiful. I named them. The two she-cats are Maple Kit and Blaze Kit. The Tom is named Nimble Kit, I said, hoping Flickerclaw liked the names. Brambleheart was sitting at the entrance and flicked a tail at Flickerclaw, motioning him from my side. I heard her then say to Flickerclaw, "Your kits are part of a prophecy." The rest of her words, I'm actually going to try it again, "Your kits
a part of the prophecy. The rest of the words faded out. I was confused but exhausted, so I fell asleep with my kids while my kids suckled at my stomach. All right, I'm actually going for a break because my throat's really sore. I don't want ice cream, so I'll be back after I've had my break. Hi, sorry, I'm back. It took a while because my throat's kind of sore, and it wasn't as good because it's 6:09 p.m. I'm just gonna check the footy score because it's NRL trials and it's Parramatta vs Knights. And if you don't know, go for Parramatta. Oh! 12 minutes in and both Knights and Eels, it's 4-4. That's awesome. Not awesome really because we're tying, but still, we've got to try. Not converted though, sadly. Anyways, let's move on to chapter 5 in my perspective. It's really cringy, this chapter. I didn't know what to do. Please don't hate me for another one of you'll figure out, but yeah, it had to be this way. I couldn't think of any other plot twists. Alright. 1.5 moons had passed since the gathering. Thornleaf's kits had grown strong and the clans had been at peace for several moons. Snow covered most of the ground, so every step Bramble Hut took, she ended up knee-deep in it. The half-moon gave enough light for her to see where she was going. Ever since the latest gathering, Bramble Hut had been sneaking out of camp to meet with Rapid Strike. She had met him at the gathering. He was funny and kind and always made her feel good. Bramble Hut knew she was breaking the worry code, but what was life without a little risk? Ferns wobbled as Bramble Hut pushed past them. The sound of an owl hoot filled the calm forest with its noise. She padded onto a smooth rock and circled a couple of times before settling onto the cold surface. Bramble Hut. I'm just going to retry it.
Bramble Hut.
A voice whispered.
Is that you?
The outline of a cat stalked up towards the rock. Yes, you silly goofball. Who else would it be? Bramble Hut purred loudly. She brushed her tail against Rapid Strike's flank. Well, I don't know. Maybe a StormClan warrior? Rapid Strike teased. I've been so worried about you. I've heard some gossip that StormClan has had some white cough in the camp. Is that true? Are you okay? Rapid Strike moved his gaze to stare into Bramble Hart's eyes. Worry and concern filled his white eyes. I'm okay, I promise. The only cats with it are Badgerpaw, Pinefoot, and Blackfoot. But Blackfoot is not getting it any better. He has a high fever and coughs all day and night. Lily Hart is worried that he might have green cough, Bramble Hart said sorrowfully. Blackfoot and Mapleclaw were her parents, Badgerpaw and Springpaw, her siblings. She couldn't bear to lose them. Rapid Strike nuzzled her and meowed. They'll be okay. They are strong, just like you. He stood up and started to pat out the clearing. Before he was out of view, he said, They love you, and I do too. Remember that. Rapid Strike then turned around and hurried away. Alright. Chapter 6 by Sunstripe. Sunstripe stretched as he stepped out of his branch and onto the snow-covered ground. He wondered how the other clans would be dealing with the snow. Most of Tree Clan slept in hollow branches or anything safe they could find. He already felt the sun warming his fur and was looking forward to a good long day sunning himself when... Sunstripe, there you are. And there it was, Rapid Strike's annoying call right when you don't want to hear it. Come on, Rapid Strike. Let me guess, hunting patrol, I was just going to lay in the sun. Yup, you guessed it. You have the laziness of an elder, Sunstripe. Do something already. A small grunt of annoyance came from the elder's dens. All right, I'm coming. Who else is going? Sunstripe grumpily surrendered. Just you. I would come, but I'm busy, and most other cats are hunting. We need to get as much food before leaf bear gets bad. I know, Rapid Strike. I've heard it every leaf bear since I was born. Oh well, bye. Sunstripe just moaned as he headed towards the camp entrance. Sunstripe had checked 2 borders before he ran into other cats. He could hear them scuffling along in the thick growth of the forest. but couldn't smell them through the snow and thick scent of some nearby herbs. Maybe I could collect some for the medicine cap when I return. Sunshot quickly scaled up a small tree to try and spot the unknown cat. As he peered down, he could only just make out some white stripes moving through the undergrowth. Sunshot couldn't think of a tree clan cat with white stripes. He leaped from the tree, scrambling on top of another branch before leaping off that. He repeated this until he was almost straight above the cat, but it took off. Sunstripe jumped from the trees and followed on foot. He loved this, the adrenaline pumping him along and the amazing feeling of wind through his fur. He could tell he was gaining on the cat, who was losing speed. Their chase went on until the other cat got caught on a thorn vine and tripped. That's going to leave a mark, Sunstripe thought as he approached the cat. Alright, that's... Oh, pardon me. That was 3 chapters, and I will read the next 3 chapters another day. Yeah. So, we kind of left you on a cliffhanger there, with Sunstripe's, mine, yeah, both of ours. I'm sorry, it had to be a romance for my part. I really don't like where one cat meets another from another clan, and it's so repeated in the Warriors book, but I couldn't think of anything else, so there you are, you're stuck with it. But we have 18 chapters. I meant to write the 18th. I haven't gone to that yet, so I'm editing all Thornleafs, and Sunstripe, if you're listening, I need you to finish chapter number 12, because I can read another 3 chapters until you finish the other one, alright. Also, Miss Feather has overtaken me, so shout out to her, go listen to Workouts Under the Stars. I probably will do a collab with her soon. Go join my Nitro type team. What's it called again? Oh yeah, Boop Snacks for Life. Also, I'm doing Duolingo Spanish. I'm not sure. I just want to mention that I've learned a lot with that. Oh God, our average speed has dropped to 24 words per minute. That's kind of sad. Anyways. Thank you for listening to our Cats Out in the World. Tune in for future episodes. Bye!